today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You start being a good steward, you have some treasures, glory to God. And God wants all of us to have some treasures and some back orders and some stuff that we can push back to. Ah, Jesus. God's people are like no other person or the people on the face of the earth. They're people that got a lot of money, but they're miserable. God wants you to have some money and to be happy. Come along if you feel you need to be happy.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Six Pillars for Growing Stewards. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 5.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. There is no need for me to write to you about this service to the saints. For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year in Achaia, we're ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. Look at that, enthusiasm can stir. What about placidity? What about being lethargic? About shifts and changes and issues. What do you think it does to others? It causes a stupor to rest on people. But enthusiasm can stir most of them to action. Look at verse 3. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready. As I said to you, as I said you would be. Verse 4. For not to say anything about you would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generosity, the generous gift you have promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. We're talking about stewardship. I'm preaching a message entitled Financial Liberty 2022. Well, Bishop, man, you could talk about so many other things. I feel led of the Lord to talk about financial liberty. And today's message is a sequel to this morning's message, Six Pillars for Growing Stewards. God wants you and I to be able to control our desires and become a part of his outstretched arm to steward peoples and to steward his creation. Please get this morning's message. I guarantee you it will bless you. Listen to it in its entirety. For those of you that have been walking with this ministry for a while, you know I'm a teacher, preacher. Please make sure that you get the word, having a pen and a pad, that you are really accessing the word and working with the word. And God will bless you as you grow in the things of God. If you're not listening to the word, you're not growing in the word. And to grow in the word is to listen and apply the word. And there are things that I'm preaching that you should have already as ingredients in your soul. Apply the word in your heart. This is the real purpose of our connection, is that I would lead and help you to get into the word and grow thereby. May God bless you as you listen and apply the word. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for your comfort that comes to the Holy Spirit. Even in the area of stewardship, we all need to grow. And so, Father, think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle, where there is no vision, where there is no revealer of truth, the people will cast off restraint. But thank you, Holy Spirit, for making your path known to every person under the sound of my voice, and those that would hear it in cyberspace, on Facebook, the internet, on YouTube, Father, on Instagram and Snapchat and all of the social platforms that we have. These are your people. You've given us these avenues. Help us now to perfect the saints for the work of ministry. For this we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Come on. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, singers. Thank you, minstrels. We appreciate you. We're talking about stewardship. Last week it was stewardship 101 and 102. This morning it is about the pillars. There are six of them that I'm going to share with you during this service that helps to mature the steward, or each one of us, and our ability to steward God's people. This passage of scripture, I would encourage you to read the entire chapter of 2 Corinthians 9. There is a need, Paul said, there is no need for me to write to you about this service, for I know your eagerness to help. Sometimes God doesn't have to put in the New Testament what he's already said in the Old Testament, because it's been recorded many times. And he doesn't have to repeat himself over and over again. That's why it's important to have a teaching priest that can help us to decipher the word of God and apply it to our lives. Paul says, I know your eagerness. And based on your eagerness, there's no need for me to write to encourage you, because I see the eagerness. And I see in this church, our church, an eagerness to please God and the eagerness to manage one's resources well. Many of us make way more money than we've ever made in our lives, but we have less in the bank, because as we make money, we spend more money. And this is why you need a priest like me in your life that's going to confront your stuff and tell you to back up off of it, so you can better preserve yourself and be ready for hard times that's coming. As you can see, prices and inflation is increasing. Everybody stood in line when it was time for PPP and to get a little money from the government. But what happened is we didn't save it. All of us started spending, got a little bit more money. We can do whatever we want to do, and there's no governance on that. And I've been barking from the pulpit, watch your spending, watch it, even when the money is flowing. Watch this, watch that, something else is coming. Now we see Russia is at the border of the Ukraine. Prices in America for houses are going up, and things are going up. Rent is going up. I'm working right now with an agency called Brevard Justice, and we're dealing one of the things that we've selected to work with. And I appreciate my team working with us, Fred Douglas and the rest that are working with us to work with the entire county to come up with something that we can do to bring justice to those who are marginalized and that are in the margins within our county. And we've selected by vote to deal with the housing crisis. And it is major. It is very complex. Your county commissioners and folk like that, they sit in rooms and decide what's going on and where building projects are going to go up and what's going to go into them. And your money, you're not supposed to spend over 30% of your income in rent. But many people, it is skyrocketing, right? And it's skyrocketing everywhere. And somebody's making a whole lot of money off of us as consumers. Well, I'm dealing with this from the top down to bring justice, liberty and justice for all. And working with agencies and meeting with people like Family Promise, who gave us great information on what's happening behind the scenes in these areas of injustice. And one of the things that Family Promise shared with us, there is no champion in the corporate level here in the county that really believes affordable housing should be something that is pursued from the top down and made sure that people like you and I, who don't have 50% of our income going to housing, that we would see how unjust that is. For a single mother, they have to pay that kind of money for rent. Right. It's not that the wood that the rent really went up that much. Somebody's making money off of our misfortunes. Well, since the government can't help us, and since many in the county won't help us, we need to help ourselves. And one of the things we need to do is become better stewards. Don't let dealers get your money.
Don't let Macy's get your money. Don't let Walmart get your money. Don't let Cavassier get your money. Don't let marijuana get your money. Don't let any of that get your money. And when I start talking about money in the church, you draw up. But when you look at the magic, they don't care how you draw up. They want seasonal tickets. And they're going to ask you about it. I have to show you that the magic is able to build a stadium off of you. They're already thinking about the next move because they can project how we move. Well, the church needs an economy as well. The church folk, we have to correct it. We have to do what's right because God is dependent on us to make it happen. Paul is talking to the church at Corinth and says, I don't need to write to you about certain things because I see an eagerness for you to do it. Yet I'm going to send some brothers to you, lest what I believe about you comes up short. In other words, we must learn to inspect what we expect. If you expect to save $2,000 this year, inspect it. That means you're going to have to save at least $200 a month. About $180 a month. If you want to save $2,000. Well, when nobody's around and that pizza starts talking to you, you'll break some of that off and go and get you a pizza. But if you set the goal and stick with the goal, God will bless you and you'll be able to save that $2,000. If you put one extra payment on your mortgage per year, you cut down a 30-year mortgage to 19. What did I say? Come on, talk back to me. If you put one extra payment, make one extra payment to a 30-year mortgage, you take it down how many years? To 19. That's 11 years of 12 months each year you don't have to pay. Now, how many of you would rather have 19 years than 30? But that's just one extra payment. What if you put two there? Right? If you said no to vacations and no to cruises and no to new stuff and yes to your mortgage, what do you think would happen? You can take that 19 year down close to 11. If you were bold enough to take a portion of your income tax money and do it, you may take it to 7. So you can save 23 years of interest payments. Just by being a good steward. And when I ask for $1,000, you won't cringe. You'll be like, I got that. I got you. You know why? Because you didn't give it to Uncle Sam and you didn't give it to Neiman Marcus and you didn't give it. Come on, I'm preaching better than you saying amen to SunTrust and you didn't give it to American Express. You gave it to God. And guarantee you this, God requires a whole lot less than they do. Some of these credit cards are charging 23% interest. I use the word 10% and everybody draw up. If you start a business out in town, you're going to pay more than 10% to rent that place. Okay? Just hear that. God is about 10, the number 10, the number 10. Y'all celebrating with me the big what? 10. Okay, it's time for stewardship. So what is biblical stewardship? Get this morning's teaching. The steward's role is central to who he or she is and to what you've been called to do, to accomplish in life and in ministry. So how we manage and how we steward is all tied in to how we accomplish what God has called us to do in life and in ministry. And there's a duality there. God wants you personally to do something different in the world, but he also causes you to get wealth so you can establish his covenant. And you can't just do your thing like you want to do. You got to learn how to do what God has called you to do so we can be more effective and efficient in the things of God. I've already defined what stewardship is. It is a person employed to manage another's property, especially a large house or estate. Remember, stewards are not owners, they're managers. And I used this morning Joseph again as the backdrop. He wasn't in the text, but he was in the text last week. That is Genesis 39. The young lad at 17 was sold into slavery, but what he had is a heart to be a steward as a young man. And you don't have to be older to learn how to steward and save your money and manage things. But you can't be a miser either, because the root of miserable is miser. If you ever want to become a person that loses misery, learn to give to others or to a cause before you invest in self. Now, everybody's going to tell you invest in self. But to break the miser or the miserable spirit, you must learn to contribute to others. It will break it every time. If somebody is blessed and you feel that thing, you know, that little thing that rises up in you, what are they doing? What's going on with them? It rises up in you whether you want to agree with it or not. To break it, bless them with an offering. Walk up to them and put a $20 bill in their hand and say, I want you to be blessed. That spirit will be lessened. I don't allow any spirit, negative spirit, to rule and reign in my life other than the Holy Ghost. Nobody can walk in a room and change my anointing. I forgive everybody. Now, sometimes a little tough now, you know, I'm human. But I forgive everybody. I don't want nobody hurt. And if you learn to do that and just invest in people, in other words, I'm going to bless you. You will kill the miser spirit in your life. And Joseph was the kind of person. His father gave him a coat of many colors. He moved past Reuben and he gave it to Joseph. And Joseph wore it well. Even when he was sold into slavery, sold into the care or the bondage of the Ishmaelites, the Bible says he was checking on his brothers. He was managing his brothers for his father. His father told him to go and check on your brothers. He never returned to give him a report because they stripped him of his coat and they put blood on the coat to say a wild animal had killed him, and they threw him in a pit and they were going to kill him in that pit. But thank God for Judah. Thank God for Reuben saving his life. He was then sold into Ishmael, the Ishmaelites, which is Jacob's grandfather's mistake. So in other words, Jacob's grandfather, Abraham, had a son, not of promise, and his name was Ishmael. The Ishmael, the Bible said he was a wild, help me, ass of a man. Okay? Hairy, stink, ass of a man. He was the kind of guy that you just could not regulate. He was always angry. He was always spending money. He didn't want nobody to tell him anything. And the world is following Ishmael as if he's the true alpha. But the true alpha is Isaac. You don't have to be like that. And still, this is how powerful Isaac was. He listened to his father say, let's go up to Mount Moriah and offer a sacrifice unto the Lord. Didn't understand. He said, Father, I see the wood, I see the fire, I see the knife, but where's the sacrifice? His daddy said, don't worry about it. God will provide. He humbles himself. I don't see it, don't understand it, but I'll move with you. Walks up to Mount Moriah. His daddy said, lay down, son. He lays down on the plank and just closes his eyes. I trust my daddy. Listen. His daddy lifts up the knife to say, I'm going to cut my own son in half and gut him for God. And Isaac never moves. You want to talk about being an alpha? It is to be able to face the knife without fear. Not face your enemies, submit it, and don't worry. You can't touch this. God has already given me a promise. God's got to raise me from the dead because I've already been told that I'm here by promise. It's not by power nor by might that I'm here. I'm here by the Spirit of God. You forgot? You forgot that God kept you from death to bring you to this moment? You forgot? You forgot that he spared your life? I'm speaking to somebody up in it. You forgot that God preserved you through thick and thin, all of the stuff you went through, not for you to die now? To lose your focus now? We got to bear down and we need to become better stewards. Come on now. When the PP was in, I told you all, watch your spending. Save that money. But guess what we did? I'm down south, 95 south.
I'm over on Orlando now. I got to go.
Where the money at? It didn't come to the church. And your bank account is empty. Because the Bible says when you're not a good steward, holes will be in your pockets. You start being a good steward, you have some treasures, glory to God. And God wants all of us to have some treasures and some back orders and some stuff that we can push back to. Ah, Jesus. God's people are like no other person or the people on the face of the earth. They're people that got a lot of money, but they're miserable. God wants you to have some money and to be happy. Come along if you feel you need to be happy. So why does he talk like this? To keep y'all from falling asleep? I see you bowing, bobbing. I see it.
I wish he preached about something else.
Come on.
Oh, God, help me. The Bible doctrine of stewardship defines a man's relationship to God. This is the doctrine of stewardship. It defines a man's relationship to God, not with the material things, but how you relate to God. Remember, God is the owner. We're the managers. He makes man his co-worker, though, in administrating all aspects of our lives. So he's the owner, we're the managers, and then he makes us co-laborers, co-workers in administrating all aspects of our lives, relationally, financially, spiritually, emotionally. But now we're talking about stewardship, how you manage your family, how you manage your own personal life, how you manage your own heart, how you manage your thoughts, being renewed by the spirit of your mind. To be able to take the word and confess it and shift some things in your life. God's fellow workers, we are called out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. They may put it on the screen real quick. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, he calls us co-workers, fellow workers. Look at that. You are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. Not only are you his fellow workers working with him to manage his property, but you're also his field to sow into. Glory to God. Ooh, help me, Lord. You are God's building. Notice he says you're co-workers. I'm going to work with you. Now you're my field, but also I'm going to denude you and strip you back, and I'm going to build a building on you. You're his building. You're also a part of the building and the soil of the building. Thank you, God. He says you're co-workers. As I erect this new structure in your community through the church, I want all of you to be a part of it. Notice every brick in this building, according to Peter, has to be proven by the fire of rejection. You wonder why you're rejected? Why people? Why you have to go through these emotions? Because God uses that to put you in the frame. What do we have in common when we're black, white, rich, poor, bond, free, male, female, Jew, or Gentile, but we're all part of a building? Have different backgrounds and ethnicities and pain and issues, because he takes all of us through the fire of rejection to then put you in the building, he being the chief cornerstone of it all. So when you ever, ever got a problem about what position you are in the building, look down to the corner, you see Jesus as the chief cornerstone, then you should close your eyes and stay right there. Because if Jesus is a part of the building, and even though you went through the fire of rejection, thank him that you're part of the building. Guess what? He creates the buildings that he can inhabit himself. Who, Jesus? Don't you want him living in your soul, in your heart, and in your community? I want him in our church. I want him in our church. I want him in our lives, and I want him with you. Good shepherds are not just looking at what they can do. You want to see what God can do through the people of God. And that's why I applaud you. I applaud you for standing in the gap. I applaud you for coming to the house of God when you're tired. I applaud you for being good managers and seeking to be better managers, not owners,
over the ministry. Never fall in love with the ministry. Because when you're moved, your whole heart will be torn out. You fall in love with Jesus.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Six Pillars for Growing Stewards, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-1311. That's reference number 2202-1311.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Trim Nation, it is time to become relentless in your prayer time and prayer life and engage in 10 days of praise beginning Thursday, May 26th, and unite the prayers of our congregation with churches across the globe for the Global Day of Prayer on Pentecost Sunday, June 5th. Thrive Youth Ministry will host a movie night featuring Never Heard on Friday, May 27th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. All middle and high school students are invited to bring their friends to fellowship and watch the movie. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app. Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina and special guests live or in person for Women's Fellowship on Saturday, May 28th at 9 a.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fishing Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.